Good morning. This is Eric Richardson again with the Oakland Church of Christ in Athens, Alabama. Thank you for joining me again this morning for part four of our series, Tuning Out the World by Tuning Into God. As we pointed out this week, there are so many things in this world that call for us to tune in, go here, do that are not appropriate for a child of God. There are also activities that we're called to do that are perfectly fine in moderation, but oftentimes we get caught up in them and lose sight of what we need to be doing in service to our God. So far this week, on Monday, we discussed prayer, how God hears our prayers. If we do it often, we'll find ourselves much more in tune with Him. Tuesday, we studied the importance of studying Scripture regularly, how it can help us to have a much deeper understanding of our God and His nature. Yesterday, we discussed the value of regular attendance to worship service, how it will help us to get tuned in to what God wants from us. Today, in part four, I want to discuss how much it helps our daily walk if we spend a good bit of our free time away from services doing things with our brethren. We see a good example of the early Christians doing this in Acts chapter 2, beginning in verse 46. So continuing daily with one accord in the temple, and breaking bread from house to house, they ate their food with gladness and simplicity of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people, and the Lord added to the church daily those who were being saved. We can see here that spending time with one another was a common occurrence for them. There are a couple of reasons we find examples of in the Bible that point out why this is so important. The first of those is that we see multiple warnings about evil and bad company. 1 Corinthians 15:33, we read, "Do not be deceived. Evil company corrupts good habits." In Proverbs 13:20, we read, "He who walks with wise men will be wise, but the companion of fools will be destroyed." And lastly, in Proverbs 14:7, we see, "Go from the presence of a foolish man when you do not perceive in him the lips of knowledge." The Bible is very clear here that if we spend time with foolish or bad people, they will drag us down. I'm sure we can all think of many good people that we know that have fallen into some very bad things, primarily because of the company they keep. Most of us have the desire to be social and enjoy the company of others. So once we know from these scriptures how dangerous bad company can be, it would only be wise on our part to spend our time with those of like faith that we know will help us as we help them on our journeys to one day have a home in heaven. Along those same lines, we find many times in Scripture where we are taught to help our brothers and sisters to overcome sin and not be stumbling blocks to them and them to do likewise for us. If we don't spend time with one another, it might be very hard for us to know them well enough to identify when they need our support or for them likewise to do the same for us. When I consider this subject, I like to look at the teaching of Jesus, where he wasn't exactly making this point, but we can still see it nonetheless. We begin in Matthew chapter 7, verse 3. "Why do you look at the speck in your brother's eye, but do not consider the plank in your own eye? Or how can you say to your brother, 'Let me remove the speck from your eye, and look, a plank is in your own eye'? Hypocrite, first remove the plank from your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye." Here we know that Jesus is condemning hypocrisy and telling us before we help our brethren, we need to first get our own lives straight. But when we look closer at this verse, we do see that Jesus does not condone the speck or the plank or us helping the brother remove the speck from our eye. He actually encourages us to help brother remove the speck from his eye, but first get rid of the plank from our own eye. So if we aren't spending time with our brethren, it'd be very hard for us to do that. Lastly, this is not so much about spending time with them socially. We're also called to provide support and meet the needs of our brethren. And time with them away from services will often be required to accomplish this. We read in Galatians 6:2 that to fill the law of Christ that we must carry each other's burdens, and in Philippians 2:4 that we are to look not after our own interests but the interests of others, and in Romans 12:13 that we are to distribute to the needs of the saints and be given to hospitality. We can see the grave danger in forsaking these commands in the account of the judgment in Matthew 25, beginning with verse 44. "Then they will also answer him, saying, 'Lord, when do we see you hungry, or thirsty, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and I did not minister to you?' Then he will answer them, saying, 'Assuredly I say to you, as much as you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me.' And these will go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into eternal life." Hope I've encouraged you to spend some more time with your brethren. If you do do so, I think you will be pleasantly surprised how much it would benefit your own life.